Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
QKNOPPY3@gmail.com.
Thank you. And may I ask the reason for your call today?
Yeah, we were charged recently, and we don't we're not sure if that was authorized, I guess. If I'm not sure if we have any sort of subscription that we need to cancel, or I'm going to check on that.
Okay, I'll take a look at it for you. Okay. May I have your first and last name, please?
Quinn Dirks, D-I-R-K-S.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
9425 Indian Paintbrush Court, Highlands Ranch, Colorado, 80129.
Okay, I've located an account. What was the date of charge you see there?
It looks like it was charged 3/21/22 is when it posted. It was 3/19/22 was the transaction date.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the account that I located, it was canceled in 2020. So there's, let me try searching your first and last name. One second. Okay. Could it be under a different name other than Quinn Dirks?
You can try Aaliyah Dirks, L-E-A-H. But D-I-R-K-S.
Okay, thank you. All right, so. All right, I'm going to try Leah, L-E-A-H.
Yep.
Okay. Not seeing it so far. Okay, I'm going to try the phone number that you called in from today. Let's see if
that. If you want to try another number, or this is my work number, so do you want me to try
okay. My,
the cell is 720-384-3925.
Yes. Thank you. Nope, I didn't locate an account with that information. Do you use any other email addresses?
No. Well, we can try, let's see, L, M as in Marie, D as in David, 5280@gmail.com.
Okay, one second. Okay, say that again. L, M.
M as in Marie, D as in David, 5280@gmail.com.
Nope, nothing there either. All right, so what was the name next to the charge? What does it say there?
Well, it says Omex Health, Inc., and it has this number that I called, and it was $59.95 was charged.
Okay. All right. Just for my sake, I'm going to search the number that you called in from. It didn't work. Okay. All right, so let me go back to the original search. I'm not showing anything. I may need to have you received any emails from Omex?
No. Not that I'm aware of. I can check my husband's email.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to go back to that first email. Let's try that, and I'm going to insert it in a couple other places, but I have reached out for assistance.
Okay.
Okay. Nope. And try searching last name only and see if that helps. And no. So Dirk is the last name, is that right?
Dirks, D-I-R-K-S.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dirks, okay. Thank you for being patient with
me.
No,
that's fine.
All right.
I get. Well, I just checked my husband's email. It says OMAX official. This is your recurring order charge confirmation for your subscription. So if I go to manage subscription, I don't know, Phil.
Do you see an order ID number? It may start off with SH.
It doesn't have an attachment or anything. Let's see. Manage subscription.
And you located that that email in QKNOPPY3?
QKNOPP3 at gmail.com. QKNOPPY3 at gmail.com. It's QNOPPY3.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I searched, and I'm not locating an account, but I'm still waiting for assistance.
I'm just trying to guess if it, what his password might be. It doesn't. Yeah, it says he's 6 days ago. Your subscription from OMAX Health official store is set to renew shortly.
Okay. All right. I wonder if there's a way for me to go back and look at dates. All right. And you received that email?
I just received it. Okay. It was 3 days ago.
Okay.
So March 19th. This is your recurring order charge confirmation for your subscription. And then it says you may manage your recurring items by clicking here, manage subscription. Mm-hmm. But then I can't log in, so whatever.
Yes, it sounds like I should be able to locate an account if you're receiving those emails. So
here we go. Can you repeat back what email address you're using?
Yes, QKNOPPY3 at gmail.com.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And all right, so I'm at the 19th, would have been Saturday. Yeah, I'm looking back just to see if maybe a name pops out at me. But I do have someone looking at it now. They're trying to locate the account. And have you ordered any products in the past?
Well, I think we had a subscription for something. He had something, and we canceled it. I think that's probably what you saw in 2020.
Yeah.
And then when I saw this subscription come through, or this charge again, I was like, did you order something else? And he said no. So I'm not sure why it started again.
Yeah. All right. And I'm still searching while they're searching them. Is this for a business or any? Could it?
No.
Okay.
No. Let me just try to call him real quick on the other line and see if he knows
okay
what that password would be. Hold on just a second. Let me call
okay.
him.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you know how we got that charge from Omax Health the other day, and you don't remember what it was? So, do you got it? I did go into your email, and it looks like they sent you a couple of emails. It was like your subscription is going to be renewed, and then they said had it. I know, but I'm just saying, do you know if you have like a password for that website? What it would be? Omax Health. Okay, I tried that. All right. See ya. No, I'm just trying to talk to them. They're trying to figure it out. They don't show it on their side, but we've been charged. So never, ever, ever deal with that company. But.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't. He was like, the password he told me was the one I was trying to use. So.
Okay. All right. So was the customer service number next to the charge, is that what you called today?
Yep. That's right.
Okay. Do you think it's possible the order was placed through Amazon or a different company?
Potentially, but it just seems odd that if he ordered it through Amazon, that it's now coming through Omax Health, and he's
okay.
getting emails that he has a subscription.
Okay.
Because if it was Amazon, wouldn't it just be like a one-time?
I'm not sure how Amazon works with their orders. I'm not sure, honestly. All right, so I'm relaying the information. Yeah. Okay. 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 All right. She says she did. Okay. I'll do that. Ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. So if it is possible that if you order through Amazon, that it can be on a subscription and you would see it charged as Omax Health Incorporated. What product do you, so it is a possibility that you order through Amazon, is that correct?
Yeah.
What product would it have been?
I have no idea. Let me see real
okay.
quick. I'm like, he kills me with this stuff. Okay, so let me see. I have a Prime. I have, let's see.
Yeah, and if it was done through Amazon, you would have to contact Amazon.
Okay. Okay, let me look real quick. Membership subscriptions. I don't have anything showing up on a subscription through Amazon. I have just like my Amazon Prime, my Amazon Music, and other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
That's showing up.
Okay. 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 Yes, ma'am, it's Leah.
Yes.
So you would have to log into your Amazon account. It wouldn't be listed with the subscriptions like Prime or anything else. Have you tried that login?
Well, I logged in and then I go to my account and it says there all the different options are your memberships and subscriptions is one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So check in your memberships and see if you're seeing that subscription.
Yeah, I did. That's what I was looking at, and I don't have it. It doesn't list anything there.
Okay. And in your on your statement, does it say recurring? Or is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, like on my account, my bank account. It doesn't, let's see, I don't think it says anything specifically, but I just think I got that email. It's just, I got the email that says, yeah, your prescription, your subscription is being renewed, but I don't see anything on Amazon saying I have a subscription.
Mm-hmm. And the other email address, let me have that one more time. It was LM...
Yeah, I don't think it would be on that, but you can check it. It's L at Leah. It is M as in Marie, D as in David, 5280@gmail.com.
LMD?
Yep.
5280. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not locating. All right. And you received the email. The email is from Omax Health. Is that right?
Yep. That's right.
All right. All right, so my last effort would be to search by the first six and last four of that card you were charged from.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right.
The first six, 4495 47. The last four is 2121.
Thank you.
I just looked back at my Amazon orders. I don't see anything for any sort of health. You know, and he didn't order anything anytime recently.
Okay. All right, so we're searching. And thank you for being patient.
No, I'm still searching. Found one. He says that I was able to figure out the account. It says there's an active subscription for Ilmax 3 60-day supply. Next shipment date, May 19th. But
okay, so you were able to log into the Omax Health website?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how to cancel it.
All right, so go to your account settings. Do you see where it says subscriptions?
Yep.
And it should be a pause or a cancel right in there.
No, it just says subscription orders, active subscriptions, and then it says next shipment date, May 19th, and it says an edit button.
Okay, click that.
Next charge date, May 19th. I can delivery schedule 2 months, skip shipment. Cancel subscription. I just don't.
Okay, all right.
I'm never authorized.
And
so
look
do
at
I
the,
just, mm-hmm. Sorry.
What? Look at the email address. Is it the same that you on the account settings after you cancel it? I don't want you to get deterred.
No, that's fine.
Okay. So whenever you have a chance, look at the email address and see if it's the same.
The email address it came to?
No.
It did. Because I was like trying to, I just went into like say I to reset the account or whatever, and then it sent me an email on that qnoppy3@gmail.com. So it's the same email address.
Okay.
Correct. It just, I just don't, what I'm concerned about is that this, he's like, I didn't subscribe to anything. There's nothing on Amazon. And now I have an unauthorized charge on my account. So do I just have to dispute that charge, or how does that work where I can get my money back?
Okay. All right. So hang in there 1 second. There should be a return shipment or return. Did you receive this shipment or just the charge? Okay.
No, they just charged and then they said that we would get the next shipment.
Okay.
Made,
so being that you're in that account, do you see an order number, an order ID number?
Let's see. So let's see, delivery schedule. You have no upcoming deliveries now. No, well, now that I purchase history. Yeah, so the order number, you want the order number?
Yes, please.
It's 1154.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that didn't help at all. Okay, well, so you would need
to
yes, ma'am, you would need to return that package to sender, and I guess, yes, ma'am, contact the bank. I'm not locating an account. I've tried it. I'm glad you were able to, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you?
No, thank you for being so
one
helpful.
1 second, please. 1 second.
Oh, sure.
All right, 1 second, ma'am. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ms. Leah. My name is Shani. I'm a supervisor here at Omax Health. I was assisting Jody with trying to locate the account. Being that we're not seeing the account, do you remember receiving an email with any tracking number in it showing delivery or when it was estimated delivery?
No, I think what happened, well, I think what it is that this order was charged on March 19th, and then it said, I think it may have been shipped that day or something, and so that's why we haven't gotten anything.
Okay, got you. So in the event, being that you are already billed, unfortunately, again, we did try and locate the account, but we weren't able to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do receive the product, if you can simply just return to sender, you don't even have to open it. The post office will send it back to Omax Health. And then once the warehouse checks it in, they'll refund you for your charge.
Oh, okay. Okay, that works.
So that way you don't have to go forward with going through the bank to dispute anything and then canceling out your cards and stuff like that. So give it just a couple more days. Normally it takes, being that you were billed on a Saturday, it doesn't update until, it didn't update actually until yesterday. So we probably won't have any updated shipping information until maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
And in that event, once you do receive that, just go ahead and know that it's coming. But once it does come, just do a return to sender. And once it comes back to the warehouse, we'll get your refund issue for you.
Okay. The only thing I'm questioning is your website says that it would be charged a 25% shipping and processing charge. Would I just have to call if we're charged that?
No, and being that you're returning it to sender, you're not even opening it or touching it or anything like that, so there won't be any additional fees being that it's not opened.
Okay.
So we'll issue a full refund once the warehouse gets it back. And if you do have any questions, once you do return it to sender, you of course, you can just give us a call back and we can further see.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Is there anything else we can help you with?
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling OMAX Health. Thank you, Jody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.